I just want to go back to when the weather was a little warmer. It's Eddie Money on the bus. It's 6:10 this morning on the program. Hanging out with the Dirt Man. It's Friday. Welcome on into it. But it's going to be a cold one. Cold weekend. Sunshine today in a high 42. Clear tonight, low 20. Tomorrow, sunshine 48. And then on Sunday, things warm up just a little bit, 58. Right now, we're sitting at 18 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower. And it's 18 in Pagoda. Thank you guys so much for making us number one there on the big frozen kick-ass meter in Pagoda. Weather a service of all cuts, 165 North Collegian in Paris. Book your appointment online at allcuts.com. Professional stylist specializing in all hair types. And guys, that means you too. So check out All Cuts. See what's trending on the big bad internet this morning. Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart are going to compete against each other in this year's Puppy Bowl. The game will take place on Super Bowl Sunday, February 13th. Britney Spears dyed her hair purple. What's new? ABC has placed Who Wants to Be a Millionaire on hiatus. Not on hold, hiatus. The network may ask Jimmy Kimmel to bring back the show in the future. But no, nobody knows yet. They may do that. They say, Jimmy, would you like to host this show? And if he says no, they probably won't bring it back. Let's see, I don't understand the story. Dodge is looking to hire a chef donut maker. Our chief donut maker. I don't get it. Why do they want a donut maker? The new employee receives Dodge clothing, an SRT Hellcat, and a $150,000 paycheck. 10 finalists will put their drifting talents to a test in front of pro wrestler Bill Goldberg. All right, I understand it now. They're looking for a donut maker. And when I first looked at that story, it's like, what do you mean a donut maker? Okay, you're making donuts in the... Okay, gotcha. That's what Dodge is looking for. Peloton is pausing production of their bikes and treadmills due to a significant reduction in demand. Nobody wants that stuff. Space Entertainment Enterprises, the company that is co-producing Tom Cruise's upcoming space movie, plans to put a movie studio and sports arena in space by 2024. We'll see if that happens. Netflix now has 221.8 million subscribers worldwide, or they think they do. they never did get rid of that password sharing. You know, Netflix gets all pissed off about that. People still do it. They can't figure out a way to stop them. And a glass of wine. You've heard this probably before. A glass of wine a day keeps the doctor away. It's good for you. Well, it turns out that it's not good for you. I'm here to, sorry to tell you, but they're saying it's not good for you. It seems that every new study of wine reveals the polar opposite of the last study. But who's conducting these studies anyway,
Real American heroes. Today, we salute you, Glass of Wine a Day researcher.
Mr. Glass of Wine a Day researcher.
Your new study says a daily glass of wine is unhealthy, contradicting your earlier study promoting its benefits, which dispelled an earlier study that was at odds with your previous wine study.
You've got us twisted like a giant corkscrew.
Make a decision. It's almost wine o'clock.
It's enough to drive everyone to drink. Yeah.
So when the choice between Cabernet and Chardonnay feels like a life or death decision, raise your glass, or don't, to the scientific sommelier who really needs to stick a cork in it. Cheers, Glass of Wine a Day researcher. You're
real American hero.
Pick a side. Bottoms up or toes up.
That's what's trending this morning on the Big Bad Internet. Coming up in 8 minutes, Bob Zaney on the show. Ozzy Osbourne on the bus. And Mama, I'm coming home, and I like to have a soup of bat heads when I get there. All right? Ozzy Osbourne. 6:20 this morning on the show. We got 100 chances for you to become a millionaire. Just go to the website, get yourself registered. And, of course, listen for bonus hours. Get yourself in there twice. It's $370-some million dollars tonight for the Texas Lotto. That's what we're giving you, 100 of those. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to the show's encore presentation, Mr. Bob Zaney.
Hey, Dirtman, go to drybarcomedy.com, download the Comedy Plus app using the promo code Bob Zaney. You can watch the Zaney Reports. You can watch my special about to hit 3 million views, or you can watch other comedians. But, again, it's about me.
That's right. It's about you, Bob.
Washington, D.C., a vinyl record pressing factory is expected to open soon. It's right next door to a beeper and landline phone factory, according to an announcement on MySpace. San Diego, a trucker was arrested after smuggling 17,000 pounds of meth and 389 pounds of fentanyl into the U.S. from Mexico. He was not arrested because it's part of the Biden administration's Build Back Better plan. And in Houston, Texas, a mother who put her 13-year-old son in the trunk of a car because he tested positive for the COVID will not face charges. Now, the boy couldn't be reached for comment because he still has 10 more days of quarantine in the trunk.
I shouldn't laugh at that.
This is getting so much better, isn't
it?
And now, go to Mercari.com. You can check out my store, buy my stuff, which is kind of fun. You haven't done it yet, but I know you will.
I will.
I have a great candle there that doesn't smell. It makes no sense. Now, let's go back in time and revisit a past Zany Report truck. You ready?
I'm ready, man.
Yep, March 8th, 2016, Seattle. The Salvation Army says two shelters they run near a homeless camp are never full. Now, they blame it on their advertising slogan, "We'll leave the mites on you." Maybe it could be it. On the Twitter, at Bob Zany, Zany Bob on the Instagram, and you're all over that social media.
At Dareman1019 on that Twitter, and everywhere else here, you know, on social media.
Until next week, bay, bay.
It is Motley Crue on the bus. He's the one that called Dr. Feelgood, that guy right over there. They take care of you, man. They don't call him Dr. Feelgood for no reason. 6:31 this morning on the bus, hanging with the Dirt Man. See who's having a birthday today, January 21st, 2022. Can you believe it? It's later than it's ever been. Actress Gina Davis, celebrating over 66. Robbie Benson, also 66. Singer Billy Ocean is 72. And golfer Jack Nicklaus is 82 today. He's got a couple of golf courses named after him. Because that's how good he is. If you're really, really good, they name stuff after you. Or not. He's 82 today. Also having a birthday, Emma Bunton, Baby Spice from the Spice Girls. She's celebrating her 46th birthday today. Yes.
And now a star is born. On January 21st, 1976, the world welcomed little baby Emma Bunton.
Is it a baby boy or a baby girl?
It's a baby Spice.
That's what I wanted. What I really, really wanted.
Emma Bunton, a star is born.
And if you're having a birthday, happy birthday to you. Let's get a check on news, Dave Kirkpatrick. Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change. That's all that's left over, man, when I get done paying all the bills. Just a quarter, a couple of dimes, and that's about it, man. ZZ Top on the bus. 6:41 this morning on the program. Speaking of money, we got 100 chances for you to become a millionaire. Just hit that website today. Get yourself registered, kbus1019.com. And also listen for bonus hours. And we'll have one coming up just after 7 o'clock this morning. Somewhere Jeff Bezos has hired GlaxoSmithKline's chief scientific officer and invested $3 billion to start a new company whose goal is to reverse the aging process. Mm-hmm. Jeff is reaching for immortality. And he's going to tell us all about it. Kind of like, you know, Walt Disney is frozen somewhere until they find a cure for whatever killed him. He's still frozen. But here's Jeff Bezos to talk about, living forever.
I am Jeff Bezos, and you better get used to me, because I plan to stick around forever. Now that I've attained vast wealth and a banging bod, I now set my sights on immortality. Step one, reverse the aging process. You know, to get the head of hair back. Yeah. Step two, cellular rejuvenation, to avoid the crow's feet and the evil laugh lines. Step three, become the Highlander. There could be only one. Oh, actually, make that step four. The new step three is find a cure for getting your head chopped off. Yeah. And as always, step five, dance on the grave of my vanquished rivals. Hey, Elon, try not to look up my kilt while I do the cha-cha.
Do respect your butt. Love to watch your strut. It's Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band on the bus. 7:08 this morning on the program. Sunshine today at a high of 42. That's all we're getting out of this, Poppy. Clear tonight, low 20. Tomorrow, sunshine 48. And then on Sunday, sunny at a high of 58, almost touching 60. Right now, though, man, we're freezing. We're below freezing. It is 2018 at the world-famous Eiffel Tower, and it's 15 in Frogville. Thank you guys so much for making us number one there on the big frozen kick-ass meter in Frogville. Yeah, it's cold there, man. 15. Weather is service, pick yourself service auto parts, turning your old vehicle into cold hard cash. Any make, any model, any condition, and they'll tow it for free. Pickers in Reno, check them out at 1-888-404-3810. Let's do some music news this morning. Tina Turner and her husband have purchased a $76 million Lake Zurich, Switzerland estate. Boy, I didn't know she had that much money. I thought she just wanted $1 million. That's what she sings about, right? I want to make $1 million. She got 76 of them. The estate has 10 buildings, a pond, a stream, a pool, a boat deck, and a boat dock. And tennis star Roger Federer lives nearby. That's nice to know in case something happens that, hey, Roger's over there. Genesis Mike Rutherford was talking to USA Today newspaper, and he says there will be a lot of tears when the band finally retires. He goes, I think there will be a lot of tears. It's an emotional moment. These are the final tours, the final songs. Genesis has been part of my life 50, 60 years. It's something that I'm going to miss. Debbie Harry was talking to Spin.com. She says she never considered herself an icon because I thought it was just preposterous. Yes, I was, having business problems. I was having money problems, every type of problem that everybody else kind of has. I was like, man, I don't know. But I had to keep myself interested in music, and finally I made it. So I guess that's what makes you an icon. She says she's not, though. Wolfgang Van Halen was talking to Classic Rock Magazine. He says he and his father bonded over music. AC/DC was always the band that Dad and I bonded over. Other than Van Halen being the most familiar classic rock era, band in the era, AC/DC is definitely my band. So here you go. Reminds me of my dad sitting around listening to some AC/DC. Elton John is touring again following his hip surgery. He was talking to CBS. He says he's looking forward to the end of his farewell tour because I want to be with my family. I mean, I've been doing this thing since I was 17 in a back of a van, and I had the most incredible life. I've been so lucky, and I've loved every single minute of it, but I've had enough of the applause, and I really want to, just settle down. I'll be 76 years old when the tour ends in 2023. I want to do something different for the rest of my life. All right, so there you go. Elton John, though, going to retire in 2023, but as of now, he's still touring. Mm-hmm.
Even though I am as old as dirt, I've got arthritis and my fingers hurt. My body's old, out of shape, and overused. I'm trying to go back out on tour, and it's elder abuse. I'm going bald and I got wrinkly skin. I get up at 4, I gotta pee again. Gotta take a nap before Jeopardy, but I'm gonna try to keep on touring, though I'm elderly. Really old, I'm still touring, singing all my biggest hits. Even though I should retire, I'm a senior citizen. Because I'm alive, and I'm gonna keep on touring till I'm 105. I'm still touring. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still touring. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still touring. At least until 2023, but Rod Stewart says he's lying. That's what they find about all the time. He says, yeah, he says he's gonna quit, but he'll be back. All right, that's music news this morning on the bus, and we got 100 chances for you to become a millionaire. It is a bonus hour, so if you want in twice, if you've already registered at the website, kbus1019.com, now's your bonus chance. Get you in there twice. 785-1019 is a number to call. We'll get you 100 of those quick pick lotto tickets from the Texas Lotto. That is Def Leppard on the bus, bringing on a heartbreak. 7:42 this morning on the program. I'm just learning this morning that Meatloaf has passed away. He passed away yesterday. Said he had a severe case of COVID-19, and I know the details are kind of sketchy, but yeah, Meatloaf has passed away. What was his age? I didn't get that. But yeah, sad to hear that news. Hanging with the Dirt Man this morning on the bus. It is Friday, which means it's time for the Sports Kid.
With commentary from the world of sports, live from his basement rec room, this is the Sports Kid.
Because of COVID, NBC will not send announcers to the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing. Instead, they'll broadcast from studios in Connecticut. Upon hearing this, the U.S. Olympic athletes were like, hey, can we do that too? Major League Baseball will soon announce the new Hall of Fame class, and Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens both have a really good shot. Even though back in their playing days, they both got some really bad shots. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has apologized for supporting Dallas fans throwing trash at the officials after Sunday's playoff loss. And if you saw how he played, you'd know that Dak is kind of an expert when it comes to making bad throws. And finally, commercials in the Super Bowl are selling for $6.5 million for a 30-second ad. $6.5 million? That's crazy. I only charge $10. Which reminds me, I'm loving it.
The opinions expressed by the Sports Kid do not reflect the views of this radio station or anyone who's gone through puberty.